AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is calling out the attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump, saying there is no room for political violence in America. Here's the AP Sagar Magani.
The president says the nation's already suffered too many tragedies from an assassin's bullet.
It solves nothing and just tears the country apart. We must do everything we can to prevent it and never give it any oxygen.
His remarks in Philadelphia came after Trump, without evidence, blamed the president and Kamala Harris for inspiring the apparent attempt on his life, telling Fox News Digital the suspect bought into their rhetoric, blaming Trump as a threat to democracy. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The suspect, Ryan Routh, is facing two federal gun charges. He briefly appeared in court in West Palm Beach, Florida. The AP's Terry Spencer was there.
He spoke briefly with his public defender before the hearing. He was smiling. He was laughing. He was just chatting with her. He did not seem like he was too nervous about anything that was happening today. The judge ordered him held without bond for now.
A motive hasn't been determined, but in a self-published 2023 book, Routh called Trump a fool and buffoon for both the Capitol riot and for leaving the Iran nuclear deal. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy is assuring state election officials the Postal Service is ready for a flood of mail-in ballots. While the numbers this year may be smaller, many voters have embraced mail voting and may come to rely on it. Its operators say a flaming 20-inch pipeline near Houston carrying liquefied natural gas must burn itself out. First responders evacuated a surrounding neighborhood where some homes have caught fire. Salvagers successfully towed a Greek-flagged oil tanker ablaze for weeks after attacks by Yemen's Houthi rebels to a safe place without any oil spills. The Houthis had no immediate comment. This is AP News. The Taliban suspended polio vaccination campaigns in Afghanistan.
A devastating setback for polio eradication, since the virus is one of the world's worst. The UN heard the news just before the September immunization campaign was due to start. No reason was given, and no one from the Taliban-controlled government was immediately available for comment. Afghanistan is one of just two countries in which the spread of the potentially fatal, paralyzing disease has never been stopped. The others, Pakistan. It's likely that the Taliban's decision will have major repercussions for other countries in the region and beyond. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A source tells the AP the Carolina Panthers have decided to bench 2023 number one overall pick Bryce Young after the second-year quarterback's rough start this season. Andy Dalton would take his place as starter. The Panthers are 0-2 this year and have been outscored 73-13. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.